We're rising.
Ignition sequence start.
We're rising.
I did a thing yesterday at the end of the show, and I really realized I probably shouldn't have done a thing, but now I kind of want to
that thing.
But I kind of want to do the thing again.
See, this is the problem, okay. Dave.
Here's what I'm talking
when
about.
When she does a thing, we do a thing.
That's
well,
right.
Yeah, she did a thing that she shouldn't have done, but she didn't get caught. So here's what she's going to do.
Did she?
That's actually a great way to say it. No, I think I dodged a bullet. I got away with it yesterday. So here's the thing. Carmen's Crew. Let me tell you what Carmen's Crew is. Friendraiser starts in less than 3 weeks. It starts on Tuesday, March the 9th. And Carmen's Crew is a giving level, $84 a month or $1,000 over the course of the year. And whenever I talk about Carmen's Crew, it does kind of make me uncomfortable that my name's even attached to it. But here's what I want you to hear. It's called Carmen's Crew because I was not trusting the Lord. He hit me over the head with a 2x4, which I often need. And just not really. He very lovingly just reminded me that I needed to trust him. This was all back in 2007, 2008. It just became a thing. And it's just been a thing here for quite some time.
She's been giving at $1,000 minimum for the last 10 years.
Since 2008, yeah. More than that.
Yeah.
12 years.
Yeah, because the Lord just convicted you.
He did.
That it was very doable and that he wanted you to do that.
And it was doable because I was giving it $50 a month. And mm-hmm. when I finally heard Johanna say, well, you can give $84 a month or $1,000 over the course of a year. I'm like, that's only $34 more. I can budget for that. So last fall, we gave away, as a thank you, we gave away Carmen's Crew candles. They're Joyfully Vanilla. It's a sweet little candle company in Nashville. Turns out we knew the people, didn't realize we knew the people. And we did a special pour called Joyfully Vanilla as a thank you for people who gave at that level. So we've been sending out candles. Like we probably, I want to say it was 800 and something candles, I think, that we've been sending out because of all, more than that, it's probably closer to 900, of all the people that became part of Carmen's Crew last fall. Well, I got an email the other day from this company and they said, hey, we have 164 candles left because they're sending out their last shipment. And so here was
so
the thing.
So she could let well enough and say, oh, good, I'm glad you had a low virtual. Yeah.
What do you do with leftovers?
A rainy day.
Yeah. You don't want to toss them.
Right,
so you
can't
do something with them.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're going to have Carmen's Crew for Friendraiser. I need to talk to Johanna about that. So yesterday on the air, I said, hey, if you want to become part of Carmen's Crew, actually, you can give it any amount. That's between you and the Lord. And I hate focusing on the number because it's not about that. We need everybody doing what they can do. But knowing that these candles are sitting there, if you wanted to become part of Carmen's Crew, now some of them are gone because I know we had some gifts yesterday, mm-hmm. But we still have some. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there. So if you wanted to help us with a running start, we had about 164 yesterday.
People can't hear when you.
I know,
whisper
but I feel like
well,
if I
they can, but she thinks Johanna.
Johanna
can't.
Can if I whisper. So here's what you do. We're making this really long. Here's what you do. If you want to give a gift at any amount, you log on to thejoyfm.com. There'll be a pop up there for you to make a gift. If you wanted to become part of Carmen's Crew, there's no button for Carmen's Crew. You just mm-hmm. put in $84 a month or $1,000. The computer knows
that you're part of
our
that.
Donor relations knows. Mm-hmm. They get a notification. And you'll get one of these candles that's left over.
Yeah.
While supplies last.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll have them again for spring. Well,
people
see.
Were apparently doing this because I was getting texts that they were so excited. Now they're going to be watching for that candle to show up in their mailbox at some point. It won't be there overnight. I mean, it'll take a little while to get there. But
A couple
the fact
quick notes.
Is, people are doing it.
Yeah. A couple quick notes. If you've already gotten a candle and you do $1,000 again, no. It's the computer knows it's one per
person
household kind of thing.
Just a thank you gift.
Yeah, just a thank you. But they're there if you'd like to help us with the running start. And the bigger thing is Friendraiser starts March the 9th. And we truly cannot do what we do if it weren't for you. So thank you so, so much. We'll be doing the thing in less than 3 weeks.
Carmen was just talking about getting a running start for an upcoming friendraiser, which is where people, you know, just like you and me, we give to the Joy FM. It's a nonprofit, non-commercial radio station that relies on gifts from listeners like us to exist. And so the whole thing with the candle is fun. People are jumping in on that. But I got this little message that I wanted to pass on because this gets to the heart of what we do and how we do it. This listener said, because in such a busy world, you are my constant reminder to stay connected with our Creator and to deepen my relationship with Him each day. Boy, when we hear stuff, and I'm sure there's story behind this, but when we hear comments like that, it just warms our hearts because we know that people like this are, we know that the Joy FM is being used by the Lord to reach people in places where a pastor, a missionary, even a friend wouldn't necessarily be invited in. And yet in people's lives, the Joy FM is bringing encouragement, it's bringing hope, it's connecting them to the Lord, connecting them to His Word in Scripture, and it's doing all of those things because people like you give to the Joy FM. So as we get this running started and as we work toward these goals, and Friendraiser is going to be as crazy as ever, we get pretty focused on the numbers and the dynamics, and that's all important. We have to have that. But don't miss the heart of why we're doing what we do. Don't miss the heart of friends like that who would say, I love this radio station because it is my constant companion. She said it pointed me towards God. I mean, what a privilege to be able to do what we're doing. And thank you for helping us out as we work toward a running start. Our Friendraiser starts on March the 9th. It's a little less than, well,
3 weeks.
A little over 2.5 weeks
away. Yeah.
So we need your help. So go to thejoyfm.com. Get in on the running start. You'll count toward our first day totals. You'll be entered for that double Mac Pack giveaway the first day. And if you want to do the Carmen's Crew gift of $1,000 or $84 a month, while we've got these extra candles,
yes,
you'll get
one. Yeah.
But I just wanted to share from the heart.
Thank you.
Let's just look at the what God is doing through your gifts. So thank you for what you're doing. Georgia weather's not going to attract any tourists this week, that's for sure, and not win any awards after the freezing conditions that we've had. Now a flash flood watch for all of North Georgia until tomorrow morning. Heavy rain moving through North Georgia right now and messing up that commute. So once again, be careful on the roads as you get started around our Georgia listening area today.
It's cold pretty much everywhere except Florida.
Pretty much.
You know, the map, the national map, just looks crazy. It's like a little dangler, a little appendage. It's just the whole, it's
one
deep
warm
freeze.
Spot.
Yeah. And then what's really crazy, Beth Moore on Instagram yesterday, I'm pretty sure she said this, that she was, I want to get this right. Basically, they're in Houston, which Houston's not used to this.
No.
And that her husband, I think, is taking his mom, which is her mother-in-law, back to Minnesota so it's warmer for her.
Basically,
isn't that just crazy?
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, the North is more geared for this kind of weather.
Yeah,
so, you know, where Houston's having power outages and all
Dallas,
this other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Minnesota still, they're just kind of looking toward the South and going, what are you people? I got the laundry on the line.
Yes,
this
exactly.
is Will's backyard last
That's
night
crazy.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
He sent us that picture. It's
covered.
I mean, you can see if you look right there, that's probably 6 inches of snow last night.
And
then they're going to get, they had more all night long.
They've got more coming. Yep. And even the news person said this morning, the national news girl I was watching, it's two more days.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you were just talking about is the rain's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's just more and more ice. And that's the scary part.
I am headed to Louisiana this weekend for a funeral. And one of the things we're looking at is, what are the roads going to be like?
Yeah.
I mean, there are still places near my house where I grew up where the roads are closed and the sheriff's office is keeping people from a lot of iced over bridges and things like that. I mean, this is not the kind of weather that you really like.
Not great travel weather.
Not great travel weather at all. I had an opportunity to talk to a guy from Kentucky yesterday, brand new artist.
Okay.
And I was sitting on my back porch with lush green grass in my backyard, and he was watching snow out his window.
Aww.
So we zoomed for a little while. We'll talk about that in just about 7 minutes or so. In fact, I'll even go ahead and play you a new song if you'd like.
By the way, yes, we would. By the way, today is the first day your voice. It's still not 100%, but
no,
you
but
sound,
it's starting to sound
yeah,
more like
me. Yeah, you're starting
me.
To sound like you. That's a good thing.
So yesterday, I had an opportunity to get on a Zoom call with a new artist for us. Now, if you're a fan of The Voice, might not be a new artist for you. Because back in 2015, he won The Voice.
I know the name.
Jordan Smith is the artist. He grew up singing in church, worship leader at heart. After winning The Voice, he wrote and recorded two pop albums because it's what you do.
Wasn't there a song that he did? Was it a Christmas song or a Christian song? It went nuts on iTunes.
Well, one of his songs from The Voice was one of the first to go to the top of the charts on iTunes.
That's the one I'm thinking. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember that.
He was highly successful on The Voice. He toured with some notable people, including Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith for a while.
Nice.
I think on a Christmas tour.
Yeah.
And then right after The Voice and the two pop albums, he also got married. So he's on the road and a newlywed. Life was just kind of this whirlwind. And at the end of those two pop albums, he had the opportunity to get back to what he really enjoys to do, which is to write and sing music that expresses his heart and his faith. It was funny. I was talking to him about his wife and, you know, being a newlywed and him gone for a good portion of it. They really didn't honeymoon until COVID shut everything down because he was just on the road. But he said she had an opportunity to meet Celine Dion, and it was like, oh, well, that was nice. Then she met Stephen Curtis Chapman, who she grew up listening to. And it was like, hi, Mr. Curtis Chapman. She almost passed out.
Oh, that's funny.
So she grew up listening to Stephen Curtis Chapman, who's from Paducah, Kentucky. They're from Kentucky, both of them. He grew up listening to Toby Mac, Newsboys, that kind of thing. And he's stylistically, he's just got a broad range, but he's got one of those big voices. And I had listened to the song yesterday just before I had an opportunity to talk with him. And the song starts off real, like, close and intimate guitar and then builds to this big power ballad kind of thing. So I thought, well, let's just play it this morning and see what people think. So here you go. This is Jordan Smith.
Every heartbreak, every blessing, you can have it all.
So there you have it, Jordan Smith.
Wow.
It's called Great You Are.
Yeah.
Like that build.
Yeah. Now, the songs that he had during the competition of The Voice, the first one that went number one on the iTunes Christian chart was Mary, Did You Know?
Maybe that was it. There was something where
he scored another number one with a song called Hallelujah, and then another one with Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And I think we played a bit of that.
Maybe that was it. I just remember coming in, and it was all the talk that this had been, he had sang this the night before. I remember it being a sacred song. And I do, I feel, was it around Christmas time? I can't remember, but I just remember the name that that had happened and that everyone was raving about it. And it had shot like literally overnight to the top. So it was one of those. So he's great. Yeah. Sounds really good.
Great voice. I think you'll be hearing more of Jordan Smith in the days to come.
If you'd like to text us, tell us what you thought about the song. You can do that, 800-456-8910. Thanks for texting us about Jordan Smith's song that we played a few minutes ago. And Rachel loved it, and Julie loved it, and then Jordan loved it. I think that might be the artist himself. So
could be.
You know, we did have a lot of people that said they really, really like his voice. Aww, so thank you for texting us.
Yeah, that's great. We love to hear from you, by the way, so you can text us anytime, 800-456-8910. So what did you guys like to do? I heard this question the other day, and I've really been thinking about it for the last week or so, maybe 2 weeks. But what did you enjoy doing as a kid? How did you have fun as a kid?
Man,
I was just outdoors a lot.
Yeah, see, that was us too.
I rode my bike a lot. We played a lot of backyard baseball and football.
Yeah.
Went fishing in the summertime.
Yeah. What about you, Bill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Getting on the bike and just owning the neighborhood.
Yeah.
For sure. And then, of course, I grew up on the beach. So running out the door and running down to the Gulf and body surfing and Whatever.
One of the things that we used to play was boat. My brother and I loved to play boat. And we lived in this apartment complex, which you guys have seen, where I grew up. And there was this big tree that had fallen over on the side of the apartments. And that was the boat. And we would all get on the boat. And if you fell off, you know, the tree onto the ground, you know, that you were in the water. And then I guess on cold days, I just remember us, I don't know, Mother must have been at work. I don't know if she knew this, but we kind of played boat in the house too, but it just became the furniture. And then we'd have blankets and all that kind of stuff. The reason I asked this question is, and this is a bigger topic and I'm going to talk about it later, but I was listening to someone being interviewed and they were asking that question. And where along the lines do we just forget to stop having fun? And I think, and I love, and it's Annie F. Downs. Y'all know I love Annie. I think she's great. She's been on the show. She wrote a new book. I've not read it yet, but I heard her being interviewed. And she just, she says this is her talking. I've become the fun expert. But she really said, I asked people to go back. She feels like everyone needs a hobby. And she said, I asked people to go back and think about what they did when they were a kid to have fun. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the way, growing up, getting married, having kids, getting jobs, paying bills, doing the thing, we just forget to have fun.
I think all those things you listed,
yeah,
they just kind of come into your life and they push fun out to the margin of your life.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I'll still have fun, but then you lose time. I don't have time for it.
Right.
For this.
But think about when I didn't set up the question and I didn't tell you any of the backstory and I just said, what did you like to do? I mean, think about y'all both got a grin on your face. The room felt lighthearted for a couple of moments.
Right. Are you saying it doesn't anymore?
No, I think she was proving her point is that we lose that childhood. We've got to go recapture that we're so out of balance. And I will say that I think with quarantine last year, it did cause us to be more creative and find things at home to do and because you couldn't go. But I don't know. I think fun is underrated. I think it's okay to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes as believers, and I can say this because I am one, we can get painted with the brushes. Like, everything is so serious. We got to tell everybody about Jesus today because if they don't, I mean, I can't tell you the number of Christians that I want to say, where is the joy of the Lord? Smile.
Mm, yeah.
You know, it's like you're not going to win people to the Lord by barking at him.
This was completely imaginative, but in The Chosen, if you've watched that series.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, going to tell you about one episode. A couple of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus who is putting together his team. He's calling his disciples, but he hasn't done it yet.
Uh-huh.
And he has encounters with children.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He is so
one of the best scenes.
Childlike.
Yes.
Not childish,
but childlike
in those scenes. And it's like, it made me think about myself. I'm just way too serious.
Yes, you are. But we've lightened you up over the years. We have. No,
what do you
I've
mean
seen
by that?
Whatever. But it's true. And I think that sometimes we believe that Jesus doesn't want us to have fun. That somehow. And Bill, you've taught me that. I mean, even like with entertainment, a lot of times there can be a pushback against entertainment, and that can be wrong too. But
yeah.
I'm off this weekend. Praise the Lord. I don't have anything on my schedule. If anybody knows me right now, don't text me and ask me to do anything because the answer is no. I love you. But no, it's the first weekend I've had in 3 weekends, just back-to-back stuff. And I want to have fun this weekend.
Yeah.
And I've even thought about, well, what is fun for me? Because I go for a walk or I do my workout or I sit on the back porch and read a book. But like, what is fun? What is Sabbath? And I don't know. I think we need to be okay with fun again. That the conversation that she had just really intrigued me because we're unlike Jesus. We've lost that childlikeness.
Mm-hmm. And if all of the story, if the big grand story of history is a divine comedy, look, the greatest reversal, which is what comedy is, it's like you're not expecting it.
Because most people don't understand what that means.
Well, I'm kind of doing that. But if comedy is like a reversal, it's like a reversal of fates and fortunes, and you don't expect these things to happen. The greatest moment in history was when Jesus rose from the dead. I mean, that was heaven's laugh at the forces of evil that threaten us, at death itself. Death thought it had won, and it was used to actually secure its own downfall and defeat through the resurrection of Jesus. So at the end, there's a wedding scene in the last book of the Bible. There's a feast. And those scoundrels like us who don't have a chance of getting in because of the grace of God and the blood of Jesus, we get to be invited to the feast. That is a divine comedy.
To the party.
That's amazing.
So let's have fun this week.
I find if Kimberly comes home from work today, finds me halfway up a tree stuck in the backyard, it's Carmen's fault. That's another thing I used to do as fun as a kid.
Climb a tree.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That was Abby. Yeah.
And then but in all seriousness, we need a good theology of fun. No question about it. I have downloaded a book on my Scribd app just a couple weeks ago, Carmen. The God Who Plays, A Playful Approach to Theology and Spirituality by Brian Edgar. So I'm investigating this whole concept.
Only you can turn fun into an assignment.
Is that not the truth?
It's like, we need to have more fun. You know what? I should write a paper on that.
Hey, he gave a little lesson two songs ago.
I know.
Like, I'm talking about fun, and I'm literally cracking up because at the end of that whole break, Bill is giving us a lesson, and we've talked about fun, and now we're hearing about the divine comedy.
Exactly. And what does he come back with? This whole fun thing, I'm liking that. I found the perfect book.
Oh, I'm having fun.
I know. In all seriousness, and we're giving you a hard time. That truly is where you have fun, right?
I love discovery. Okay. I love the joy of discovery, of going on an investigation. It's kind of an adventure, though, and I was thinking after we had that conversation, you know, the fun for Dave and I was actually similar. Like
when
we tease that we're twin sons of different mothers. Our childhood was a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of overlap just in terms of experiences and just adventure. That's another part of fun. It's like, where's the, you don't want to lose the adventure in life.
Right.
And so they can be many, many things for many different types of
sure.
people.
But books are at the top of
list.
Right.
That's where he finds
it's
adventure.
In the list, for sure.
You can have an adventure, or you can read about an adventure.
If I could go ahead and get that doctorate degree, I would be having so much fun.
Fun.
Oh, my word.
I think most people are optimistic about the future. They feel like we're going to get through this horrible COVID pandemic and that things are going to be either, quote, back to normal, or there will be some sort of a new normal that people can thrive in, and we don't have to be as locked down as many people feel right now. The challenge is, you know, making plans for the future. And this happens whether we're dealing with pandemic or just everyday life. If you look at your calendar, and maybe you're already doing it since it's 2021, and we all looked forward to 2021 thinking, hey, I should be able to plan some things for 2021. All right, so once again, put COVID out to the side for just a minute. Those are unusual times, but even in normal times, your calendar fills up. It just gets too full. And then you look at it and you think, okay, I'll be able to do this. But then you get there and you're like, why did I commit to so much stuff? Overcommitment is just a basic human phenomenon. We do this all the time. Well, research has shown that this is more of a psychological thing than a time management thing, because you go take time management courses and they tell you, do this, do this, do this, and you'll succeed. And you try to do it, and you don't succeed. So here's what happens to us. People overcommit oftentimes because we expect to have more time in the future than we do in the present. This was a study done years ago with the Journal of Experimental Psychology. It's making the rounds again in some places like Lifehacker and other places. And most of us fool ourselves, and we do this just like we do with money. Right, Dave? We think, oh, yeah, I'll do that in the future because
I can put it on layaway or I can go ahead and charge it because by the time I have to pay for it.
Well, no, I don't have $1,000 today, but gosh, sure, I'll have $1,000 by summertime. Maybe not. And what happens is that we do the same thing with time. Participants in a study believed that they would have more time available in a month than today, just wholesale across the study. I don't know what the exact numbers or percentages or statistics were. But there's a phenomenon called future time slack. The term was coined by a couple of psychologists in the Journal of Experimental Psychology in 2005. They did these experiments. They found out that people think that they will have more time in the relatively near future, and you think you're unusually busy now. But the problem is, once you get to the future, that actually is now. And you're in the same position in that now that you were in this
Something always comes up.
Right.
You don't think it will, but it always does.
The implication of this is a lot of stress. You wind up not enjoying the things that you thought you would enjoy, even stuff that you planned for that purpose, and you get stressed out about it. So what can you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
You must be intentional mm-hmm. about planning less. It's the same. You have to budget your time just like you have to budget your money, and budget based on reality, not based on some sort of a fantasy future. And I'm saying this and preaching to myself.
I was going to say.
Because I have a little problem, you know?
Well, I will say this. I feel like it was back when my mom, no, I don't remember which year it was. I was on this train years ago. And I feel like I have two lives. I have work life, which, the station, man, it keeps us hopping. So I feel like I have work life, but I also feel like I have home life. Well, we all have home life, and I feel like I've learned myself, and you guys can vouch for this, and Dave's probably the same way. I've learned myself enough to know that if I have something every single weekend, I am not a fun person to be around. Like the last three weekends, I've had something back to back, all good stuff, but I need a break. And so I measure my year by how many weekends I have to quote unquote work or have committed. And I know I've just learned myself all that to say back when my mom was diagnosed with MS, that was a turning point for me where it's like my life has got to slow down. It just has to slow down. And I feel like you have to be super intentional, and you have to know yourself, and you have to put yourself in that future date and say, okay, put yourself in that day. You wake mm-hmm. up that morning, you've got that thing that night, or you're going to be looking forward to going to it.
I think some people too are just guilty having margins.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of, and if I can say this, and Carmen, you're in the room, so if I'm mm-hmm. if I'm out of turn, please correct me. I think women do this probably more than guys do.
Yeah.
I was talking to some friends about this the other day, and just being able to have a margin, mm-hmm. you sometimes feel like, oh, I'm not allowed to have that. That you're
guys
you're,
feel that way, or girls feel
girls
that way?
Feel that. Women feel that way oftentimes, well, and they don't allow themselves to have margins.
If I don't have a wide enough margin, I'm irritable. But it's funny because if you think about it, Bill, even in work, you will fuss at me sometimes. Like even a couple weeks ago, we had the thing with Kane. And then the industry asked us to do a thing with Tomlin. They want us to record a thing with Tomlin they were going to send out to the whole industry. And when Dave had COVID, I called and said, hey, because I knew you and I had Kane by ourselves. And I'm mm-hmm. like, we can't do it. And you came in my office and kind of fussed at me. It's like, no, we can do it. We'll have time. They're not going to be here. Da, 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 da. And when the day came, you were back in my office and did the little jazz praise hands. Just all that to say, you just, because you will squeeze. You're a squeezer.
Yeah, I do.
Pete,
for sure.
My husband, is a squeezer. He'll squeeze in. We'll be going to dinner and say we're supposed to leave at 6:00. He'll pull in the driveway at 5:15 from work and say, I'm gonna knock out the yard really fast. Let me knock out the yard. It'll take me 10 minutes. 10 minutes to knock out the yard. You just have mm-hmm. to be, you do have to be intentional. And I love the whole principle where you think you're going to have more time in the future than what you do. And right now is unusual. But I think when you finally have that light bulb moment, that right now, if you look back, your right now has been the same for the last 5 years.
And it will be the same next month too, unless you make some changes.
Yep. Bill, you're talking about calendars and all that kind of good stuff. And
overcommitting to the future because you think you'll have more time and you don't.
You don't.
Pretty much the budget that you have to work with.
I'll probably always keep encouraging folks to do this as long as I'm sitting in this chair, because I think once you can get on the other side, and Dave, you chime in here too. I think once you get on the other side of truly finding rest and Sabbath, and I know that's such a churchy word, but just take it from someone who's about to be 50 in a week and has raised two girls. I can remember, it's just a blink. It is a blink. And I tell my friends who have younger babies, it's like, slow down, enjoy, because you just mm-hmm. run from one thing to the next. And this whole idea of Sabbath that we got from the book, John Mark Comer's book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, I've had commitments, which is out of the ordinary. The reason I've had back-to-back commitments the last three weekends is because they're reschedules from last year, you know, with quarantine and all that. But once you have a Sabbath where you're not on your phone, mm-hmm. you don't turn on the television, once you have that mental rest and can breathe and think, once you have it, you don't want to not have it.
Well, and I'll tell you what, when you have a 3-week forced Sabbath.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which you just had, yeah. Dave.
You get a lot of time on the porch mm-hmm. and a lot of time not doing anything else. And you yeah. realize just how busy things have been.
Yes.
Then you want that, those periods of rest even more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't even cut grass, which fortunately we had a couple of little cool snaps, so the grass wasn't growing real well.
Mm-hmm.
But by the third weekend, you know, I had Daniel coming over to cut my grass for me.
Yeah.
Because all I could do was mm-hmm. sit on the porch and mm-hmm. watch and rest, which was all good.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing I want to do now is jump right back into a fast-moving stream.
Run. Yeah.
Every human has got to realize you've got to pattern yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to pattern. And the wisdom of Sabbath in
yes.
the Bible, six
it's
and
just
one.
That. Yeah.
You know, if God rested a
mm-hmm.
day,
mm-hmm.
might be a good idea for us,
to do
the same thing.
Too. We have asked my oldest to come in because I just wanted to check on her. This past Monday, mm-hmm. and Bill, you were in the room.
Yeah.
Bill was standing back in the corner. JR, our beloved JR, had you come in because I guess Monday was Single Awareness Day.
I guess.
That's not a good day.
Yeah, I'm already aware.
Yeah.
I don't need a day for it.
And so he said that you are his favorite single person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you established that you were probably the only.
Mm-hmm.
Single person.
Yes.
Technically, Lex is a single person, but
well, that's not
for
real.
Long.
Not for long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's practically married. So,
yeah. So I just wanted to check on you and see how you're doing as far as, you know, he asked a lot of questions.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
There's good news and bad news. You know, the bad news is nobody has slid into my DMs yet. The good news is I got a bunch of new followers on Instagram. So.
You did? Well, here's the thing. I wanted, because one of the things that I said, he had us both on. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I said is, I said, okay, if you're a potential for Haley, like you have to like send your resume to Bill, your Uncle
yeah.
Bill
yes,
over there.
I really appreciated that because so I will go over it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. So, yeah, Bill, you asked some questions like what Haley's looking for in a guy.
I
still think that this could happen.
I do. I
through the radio waves.
This would be a really fun story to tell.
It would be.
And I do think also just to add, because I think with Dave's expert, I think yeah. we should have credit check
yeah.
with Dave.
Okay.
You know. Hitch can take care of the background check.
Okay.
Dave credit score.
Why do I get stuck with the numbers?
Because you know numbers probably better than the rest of us.
My dad was an accountant, yes. And he did my taxes.
Honestly, my dad would probably ask those questions.
Yes, he would.
Dad would want to know, what's your job? What's your income? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. This is the reason I pulled you in here is because I'm sensing something different in you this time. Because this is not the first time this has been brought up. Like mm-hmm. we have brought this up before over the years and you've always been like, no, 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 no. But I'm sensing something different. Like you're just a little more like, okay, this is what I'm looking for. Okay, I'm going to put myself out there. Like, am I picking up?
No, I think so. I mean, I think I'm just one of those personality types that has to be eased into everything.
Oh, well, like you've had about 5 years.
That's what I mean. It's like, okay, you know, we waded into the shallow end
mm-hmm.
and now we're moving towards the deep end, but we just had to get there. It took 5 years, but we had to get there.
Yes. Okay.
I think one of the things that I'm going to be looking for is compatible personality types. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. we talk about Enneagram
sometimes.
How many
points of compatibility are you looking for?
25, I think is the standard right now, you know, but you're easygoing, you're fun. You're not the type of person who is going to go over every little detail of with a fine tooth comb, be critical mm-hmm. of somebody. That's just, it's a beautiful characteristic. So what are your top things you're looking for in a potential spouse?
I have a list. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
See what I mean? Something has shifted in her.
Uh-huh.
Is one of those things on the list, is it employed?
Employed.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
but
good.
I love what you said the other day on the show, on the afternoon show, when you said, he needs to lead spiritually. I don't want to be, like, that's very big for you.
Yeah, I mean, that is number one on my list, is I just want somebody who's solid in their faith on their own two feet. Before I even meet you, you need to be like fully in a relationship with Jesus, running hard after him. And I heard someone say this, it may have been Christine Kane or something like that years ago, where they said, you, like when you get married, it's just two ministries joining together. And so that's what I'm looking for, someone who's already 100% serving the Lord, loves Jesus, strong in his faith. And it doesn't mean we have to know all the same things, but are we pursuing God at the same pace? And if that's the case, like that's the guy I'm looking for.
That's so mature and it's so important because, you know, that sounds like such a platitude in some ways if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I'm not into this religion stuff. But I got to tell you the truth. If you're not spiritually equally yoked, it's tough. It mm-hmm. does get tough down the road. And so I love that you have that as your top standard.
My pastor did a message maybe a year ago or so, 2 years ago, about a message on like marriage and love and all of that. And he actually pulled out a yoke on stage. I have grown up in the church since I was, I mean, I've been saved since I was 5 years old. And I never knew what a yoke was. Like, I just learned probably a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And he pulled it up on stage. And basically, for those who don't know, it's they used to do it for, like, back in the day for agriculture.
Ox. Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
ox, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you would put a yoke around both of their necks so they could be in sync when they are, like,
pulling
in the
fields. Together.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so I just had no idea what a yolk was. I knew it wasn't an egg yolk, but I didn't know what it was. And so
different spelling.
Right, exactly. That was my only context clue, right. Different spelling.
Now that you've seen one, do you understand what a yolk collared blouse is?
Yes. Yes, actually that does make sense. Mm-hmm. But basically he had two people up on stage and he had one person standing still and the other person moving, and he said, "What is this doing?" The girl was just like spinning in circles around the guy, and it could have been vice versa. The girl could have been still mm-hmm. and the guy could have been spinning. Mm-hmm. But either way, it's one person's moving and one person's not, because they weren't. He was talking about unequally yoked, and mm-hmm. it was just such a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
For not.
He's great. Aaron's great at analogies.
Yes.
Like even this past weekend when he was talking about building blocks, mm-hmm. and he had like one block was labeled physical, one was labeled social, one was labeled, I don't know. It was just, mm-hmm. and how we just get it so out of order. Mm. We'll put the Instagram picture up, but it's, yeah. it, things, there's an, God has an order to things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of order, mm-hmm. I would love to just go to a song and we'll come okay. back. I want to find out some more what's on Haley's
on the list.
List.
Okay.
Yeah. Haley, thank you for letting us talk about this with you. Haley's single. And we're hoping not for long.
I've always thought it would be just a great storyline to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Storyline on the show. And I've brought it up before. Haley, or Abby and I even set her up with a whatever it was years ago. She got really upset with us, like left the house. Mm-hmm. And then JR pulled her in. He's pulled her in a couple of times. And I'm like, you know what? I am her mother. I am the one that has a right to this storyline. Mm-hmm. And so
I'll be way less nervous introducing someone to my mom if my mom's the one that found them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is true.
And I would be such a fantastic mother-in-law.
Yeah. No, that's she true. Really would listen. She would be so good.
I want to get back
her
to
her love language is gifts. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, that's true.
And she's really good at giving them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get back to the list.
I want to get back to the list. But before we do, just a serious note, because you're talking about this off the air just a minute ago, because we don't want to send the message in any way, shape, or form that being single is a second-class
no,
reality. It is not.
Not at all.
Think about our Lord.
Yes.
Jesus
yep.
was a single man
yeah.
and was complete as a single man.
Yeah.
And we are not looking, as mm-hmm. the old Greek notion of love, romantic love, was two halves of a coin that were
right.
lost in the world and had to find each other. This is not the way that the Bible pictures love. He creates man and woman in the garden to complement yeah. one another.
I think that's one of the reasons Haley's so confident, is because I've just really seen her come into her own the last 4 or 5 years, that she, of course, you would love to have a spouse, you want mm-hmm. to have a family, but you're just so at peace with who you are in the Lord. Like, there's a confidence in you,
thank you.
That I have definitely seen. So you are a complete person, and we've always taught you that.
God's working in me.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're also praying because yeah. we know that you desire that.
Right. So back to the list.
Yeah, so the list.
The list.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously number one, loves Jesus. Number two, this is all caps because this is very important to me. Funny. Has to be funny. We love to laugh in our family. And if you aren't funny, there's just no chance for you. And also you have to be okay maybe making jokes about things like too soon, because that doesn't exist in our family. Like there's no such thing as too soon. But also I tend to be, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm probably more low key funny. Mm-hmm. I'm attracted to people who are more bigger personality funny, because I tend to be more the more reserved one. So just that whole outgoing, charismatic, like whatever, yeah. I like that.
So you better be funny and you better take it seriously. That's what you're saying.
Just lighthearted. It's like a lighthearted spirit.
If you take yourself too seriously, mm-hmm. you will not work well with our family.
You won't.
You just don't.
You won't survive,
you just
wanna, but that might
you
be
have
good.
To want to have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing is someone who's confident in his calling and just works hard with what God has entrusted him. So it's not about a specific job, but if you know what God's calling is for your life and you are serving him faithfully in that mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm.
That takes guys some time to work out. So
yeah.
Don't be too hard on that one. But
for sure.
But keep going.
But also I am 30 and looking for someone in their 30s. And not that you have to have it all together by a certain age, but I do think that if you know what God, what gifts he's given you, how are you serving in those areas and leading in those areas?
Good.
The next one is I feel like I know what my population of people in terms of my personal ministry, who I want to serve. It tends to be young women, college, post-college, that kind of thing. And so this is just a preference. This is not a requirement, but just someone who knows what his ministry is. And I would love if it was the same, but if it's not.
Where you could do it together.
Right. I would love to be able to serve together, serve young adults, that kind of thing. But if it's not, that's okay. It's not a disqualifier. Mm-hmm. That would just be fun. And then I have a few superficial ones. Can I read those too?
Yeah, please.
It's not
We'd
about...
be disappointed if you didn't.
And it's not going to be, there's no height or hair or color, any of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Really love sports. That's important to me.
Yes, that is not superficial. Mm-hmm. That is up there with religion. It is.
Look, Bill, this is the South. It is religion.
It's right there.
I just really want somebody. My dream, I just have this dream. Abby and I talk about all the time, going on double dates to football games. That's a dream of ours. Also, double dates to Disney is also a dream of ours. Mm-hmm. So really love sports is important. Actually, these kind of aren't superficial, the next couple, but one is just will allow me freedom to decide what I want to do with my career when we have kids, like the freedom to decide if I want to work full time, part time, stay at home. Like we'll decide together, but supports what I want to do. And then the last one, these are all the serious ones, I guess, is takes an active role in parenting. Doesn't see parenting as the woman's job only, but it's something that we get to do together. That's mm-hmm. really important to me.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good list.
If only you had spent some time thinking about this.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Carmen, what's the next step?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll put your Instagram handle at themorningcruise.com.
Slide into Carmen Brown or her DMs.
Yeah, slide into. Is that how you say it these days?
Yeah, it just means message them on Instagram.
Okay, that sounds better. Message her.
At Carmen Brown.
Yeah. No, me?
Yeah.
You want me to see them?
I mean, either one.
Okay, or you. We'll put all that at themorningcruise.com. But you never know. You never know. I will tell you this. Whenever we do this, Abby lives on my DMs. Like she grabs
she takes
my phone.
Over her mom's phone 100%.
She takes over.
If you've been listening to The Morning Cruise for any length of time at all, you know one of the things we love to do is, as a trio, we love to celebrate each other's birthday.
Typically late.
Once a year.
I was going to say, is he making a joke of that or is he being serious? Because we're horrible at this.
Well... let's see. It's the 18th.
Yes.
Dave's birthday
now,
was the...
to be fair to us.
7th.
Yes. That was Super Bowl Sunday. Yes. He was out sick because I was prepared on Friday.
Well.
Clearly, I'm not prepared today,
not.
Though. Because here's the thing.
Well.
I have you cupcakes coming. There was one small... They've been purchased. The one small detail is that I forgot to tell Haley, well...
To bring him in?
We're having... They'll be here. Let's just say.
At some point.
They'll be here today. They'll be here today. However,
hey,
y'all.
At least you've got your.
Yes.
I don't see any wrapping paper.
No, there's nothing.
Okay, hold on.
There.
You keep talking.
Right. Oh, wait a second.
You keep talking.
Well, hang on. Well, you keep talking. Where did you bring yours in?
No.
From the
I
office?
Didn't. No, it's in my office.
What's it look like?
Well, it's a box that's sitting on the ottoman.
Okay. I'll go get
just,
it.
Okay. I'll just.
I'll be back.
Be right here. By myself for a second.
Hold on, I'm back.
He's okay. Well,
my
he's,
office is closer.
He apparently had mine delivered.
He did?
Yeah.
And it came?
In my name. So it was delivered then to my office.
Hitch just went to get it.
Oh, he went to get it. Okay, yeah. Well, let me give you mine first.
Okay.
Okay, so keep in mind, let me preface this. I'm the one that had this, let's just call it stupid, and I know a lot of people don't like that word, but just let's just say not good. I'm the one that had the not good idea to do the gift exchange this past year where it's like a gag gift and you have to leave it in your office
right
all year. And I got you a salt lamp,
which is in my office right now with a fake beard on it.
I know. Taylor put that on there from Kane. So anyway, happy birthday. That's for you.
All right.
What a nice gift bag that is.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Oh, look.
His cards he can write. Is that
yeah,
what that is?
Yeah, lots of cards. No. Yeah, he loves
it's
to write.
It's a new Kindle Oasis.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Which is good because the old Kindle is just about worn
I've
out.
I've heard you say that a couple times.
And I've been using it to narrate.
Yeah.
So, little card there
as
well.
Oh, my gosh. I wish
she's such a good gift giver.
You can see the box.
You can
keep
the bag. Keep
the bag. Okay.
Those are reusable.
Yes.
Do you like my wrapping?
I love it. I love the green tape on packing tape on top.
Mm-hmm. It's got a company name on it. So.
And the bottom is
got scissors.
Is kind of
it's also it seems to have been damaged a little bit.
I don't think you can hurt it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't work.
Like I said, birthdays are one of our specialties around here.
So here's the receipt. Do you need the invoice?
Yeah, in case I decide to return it.
Okay, all right, good.
In case he doesn't like it.
If it doesn't fit. Wow, that is a big box to put one mug in.
Now, it's not just a mug.
That is
Let's
a nice travel
Explain
mug.
What that is and where it came from.
That is the Community Coffee.
Nice!
A travel mug, and it's their military match.
Okay.
So, serving our heroes.
Oh, right. So they send one
A portion of proceeds from each of these goes to those serving us in our armed forces. And this is Dave's favorite coffee company, Community Coffee.
I love
and
that.
And you're the only one that hasn't had a, like Carmen and I both have thermal mugs in here that we drink our coffee out of. So I thought, about time to bring Dave into the thermal,
mug
category.
World.
Mm-hmm.
Our engineers will love it because we're drinking coffee in the studio with lids.
Yes.
Because I've never poured my coffee or knocked it over into my laptop ever.
No.
Never happened. Not twice.
Is it opposite day? Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I will treasure it always.
We love you. We miss you. The 3 weeks you were gone, two weeks and change that you were gone.
Close to 3 weeks.
Nearly 3 weeks.
Okay, let's go to a song, come back, and then we have one other little thing we'd like to do.
Okay. Before I got the Rona and was gone for a while, we talked about the fact that Coca-Cola was entering the beverage world of, I guess, mixed beverages is kind of what you'd call it. It's Coke with coffee in it.
Coffee Coke.
Yeah. So we thought we'd try it. And now that I'm back, we're about to try it.
It's part of your birthday celebration. That's what we thought we'd do is save it for your birthday celebration. So, right?
Sure. Yes.
We'll go with that.
Yes, we will absolutely go with that.
So let's see. We've got...
I've got the dark blend.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's just make it. Let's do make them pop together all at the same time. Let's count. One. You ready? You got it, Bill? One, mm-hmm. two, three. Ooh, that sounded good. That sounded like a Coke commercial.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to do that story tomorrow, but now it's covered in Coke.
Okay, I'm pouring mine into a little cup.
Ooh, it's icy.
I'm doing the vanilla. I put it in my refrigerator last night to get it really cold. I'm doing the vanilla. So hold on. Dave's doing the dark and Bill's doing the dark, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
It's too icy. I can't get enough. I got to pour some in a cup.
Yeah, put some in a cup. What do you think, Dave?
Well.
Do you need a cup too? To get it good?
Oh. I can taste the coffee, but it's almost like a background kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's literally frozen.
I kind of like it.
Really? We must
it's coming out in chunks.
He must have got yours off the top one. Pour some of Dave's into your cup.
He just drank it, and he just had Rona.
He's never going to drink
after
me.
You've had Rona. You've had Rona, and he had it
This is the same
ago.
Guy that asked you if the pickle was clean on the
That's
plate.
That's true. That's true.
Let's see.
Okay.
He wouldn't drink after his wife.
You like it?
I do like it.
I mean, it's good.
I will say,
I'm with Dave. I don't think there's a lot of coffee.
It's subtle.
It's
a background kind of flavor.
See, I don't even think I'm picking up on that. To me, it tastes like Coke and it's good. This is going to sound like I'm not, I don't
Does it
think
at
it's
least
good.
Taste like vanilla Coke?
Yeah, because I liked
vanilla Coke, yeah.
Or do like vanilla Coke?
I don't drink it. But I used to, I liked it when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's not bad. Well, here, you're not going to drink after me either. Go get another cup and try it. Here, drink out of the can.
Here, you can.
I don't know how to, it's not bad, but I don't really taste the vanilla and I don't taste the coffee. It just tastes like it's just a carbonated.
I definitely taste the vanilla.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't taste it. But it's good.
Well, there you go.
I like that.
I like the, I think I would drink this. I would drink the dark blend. It's got just enough of the coffee flavor to taste like a Coke with a little hint of coffee in it.
Mm-hmm. You don't want the coffee to be overpowering.
Right.
You know? So,
I mean, it's meant to be Coke with coffee in it, not coffee with Coke in it.
Exactly.
So has this segment been entertaining for you as the as a listener? If you were, what time did we talk about that yesterday?
So we did. We talked about it.
So if the people are listening at a different
about
time.
About this time.
Okay, good.
About
so we have had a long-running debate on the morning show about whether these segments are entertaining or not. I say they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Dave and Bill say they are. It's a public service. I gave way and said, hey, I'd like to try these.
Right.
I know y'all think I'm
I think this
fever.
Was at least as entertaining as the time you talked about underwear.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. So this now concludes this segment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to get out of it.
You can rate it 1 to 5 stars.
on our text, how entertaining this was.
One to five stars. And this, hang on to these.
How to kill the entertainment factor of any break.
We were asking you to rate us on our food segment just a couple minutes ago. We tried the new Coke coffee, the vanilla and the dark coffee.
Mm-hmm. I was hesitant on air to say that I didn't taste the coffee and the vanilla because I thought it was just me. And then off air, Dave tasted it and he said, there's no coffee in that.
Just tastes like vanilla Coke.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I can definitely taste the vanilla and it tastes different than vanilla Coke.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I prefer the dark blend.
I think I do too.
So we asked you to rate us 1 to 5 stars.
We're just laughing so hard because you just have to know the arguments that the three of us have gotten into over the last however many years. And when I said yesterday, let's do a taste test on air, they literally looked at me like, do you have a fever right now? Who are you and what have you done with Carmen?
I know. Well, we got to, I'd say, fairly good ratings. Here's a 4-star rating.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Five stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carmen's laugh is what makes it so funny and entertaining. I'm giving y'all a big 5. It's just funny. in fact, your food segments are my favorite part of the show.
Are you making that up?
Maybe. 5 stars, 2 thumbs up. Very entertaining.
Okay.
And then this person.
It's because we highlighted the fact that we argue about it is probably what made it entertainment.
Is it okay for somebody over 50 to have a tattoo?
That's not for us. That was in the afternoon on February 12th.
Oh, they gave us 1 star.
Right.
They did?
1 star.
Yeah. So apparently they didn't like that break.
And then Anna in Gainesville said, I like those segments because I enjoy the reactions y'all have.
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, hey, for 2021, I will remain open for a taste test if you guys would like to do it again at some point.
Fantastic, Dave. Mark the stay down.
It'll have to be the right thing.
Yes. It will.
Don't just go grabbing stuff to taste.
I agree.
Okay. Oh.
If you haven't checked out Carmen's podcast this week, it's called Off Air with Carmen, and she's been releasing a new episode each week. The particular week released on Tuesday, and it'll be up there for you to find wherever you get your podcasts. We like you to give it a 5-star rating on Apple if you have your podcast there and subscribe to it. Populates your phone just like it does mine every week when she releases it. Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, those are the places you can get Off Air with Carmen.
Thanks, Bill. This week it's Temple Stewart. I go to church with Temple. Temple's a dietitian, and she and I have walked similar roads in that functional medicine has been the answer for us. In Temple's particular case, one of the things that she has struggled with is PCOS, and one of the side effects, I guess you would say, of PCOS is infertility. And she started down this road of really trying to heal her body from the inside out, and she talks about her journey a little bit right here.
I found my functional medicine doctor and I had already been dabbling in keto for a little bit. So I had already started to see the results. And like you can see them very quickly. Insulin resistance will reverse itself very, very rapidly. And when you take away that inflammation and again, that insulin resistance, results happen quick. So like the excessive facial hair that happens with PCOS and the things, the thyroid fatigue, that started to go away very rapidly. So by the time I got to my functional medicine doctor, I felt like at that point we just needed to tweak.
Gotcha.
And that's when she recommended the, you know, the vitamin D3, making sure I get selenium and zinc and all of these these whole food things and nutrients. And also one thing I should say, too, because I know a lot of women, again, it's the leading cause of infertility. And I want people to know, especially with PCOS, a lot of times when you go to a conventional doctor, they always say you're going to have trouble getting pregnant. Like you're going to have problems. You need to come back when you're ready and we can go ahead and start the IVF and all the other stuff. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But there are other alternatives for treatment there.
Well, the thing about it is that you suffer from PCOS. Yeah. And we mentioned just a couple minutes ago, you're
very
pregnant. So.
Yeah. And so that was kind of the conversation I had with my functional medicine doctor was like, hey, you know, I'm married at this point. I'm feeling much better. I had lost, you know, probably 20 pounds at that point. But more than the weight, it was like, you know how you feel when you like know you're healing from the inside out? That's how I felt.
You can listen to that. It's available now. And so happy to be able to just share in the excitement that Temple and Ross are now expecting, which is just really, really cool. So I appreciate her being a guest on my podcast this past week. And then next week, just to kind of tease ahead a little bit, Taylor and Madison Kane, we sat down when they were here a couple of weeks ago. And so it's going to be more girl talk next week. So guys, thank you for indulging us. But yes, Off Air with Carmen, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Earlier in the week, I guess it was Tuesday, I mentioned some of the big news that we've had in our family. We've got two daughter-in-laws that are both expecting. And we talked about the fact that Nathan and Catherine had told us it's going to be a boy. His name, Ransom Nathan. The Daniels had not yet announced. Well, yesterday, the pictures went up on Facebook.
I saw them.
And Instagram. And so it's now official. We can now actually talk about grandson number two.
Wow.
Who is on the way.
I got to go look.
Lauren Taylor Brown.
Oh,
nice.
So Lauren,
look at that,
is a little bit of a nod. Her dad and granddad, both their middle name was Lorenzo. So that's where the Lauren comes from. And then Taylor is Daniel's middle name. So we'll have Ransom Nathan and Lauren Taylor.
I love it.
And they both will, street dates are in July.
Street dates. So, oh my gosh.
That's in addition to the three granddaughters.
Right. So we'll go from three granddaughters to five grandkids.
Wow.
Three and two.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Both of my daughter-in-laws have now been able to do what Emily was unable to do, which is bring a mixed batch into the world. all we seem to be able to produce was boys. So
that's so fun. I'm looking at the pictures right now. Oh, congratulations. I love the names too. Very different.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fun going on. Bill's big word
of the day. Phantasmia is the big word of the day today. This is the word for a phantom smell or olfactory hallucination. It's used by doctors for when a person smells something that's not actually there. Fairly widespread phenomenon. It's usually burnt toast or something metallic or a chemical smell. And some people report this along with other conditions like sinusitis, which is a sinus infection, or other things. Could be mild, could be more serious conditions. I'm wondering if it's a post-COVID symptom, and here's why. The sentence. Either Dave and Carmen have become two-pack-a-day smokers, or I have some phantasmia going on. You like that?
Not particularly,
no. No, I don't.
Well, I don't think y'all are have become smokers, so no. I've got some phantasmia going on for sure.
Ugh.
It's kind of weird.
Sorry.
That's the big word of the day today, phantasmia. This is the